This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. Time is flying by with this time change. Bring it. All right, it's 6:03 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south, deep south. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, what's going on?
Good morning, Mickey.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I've got a bad allergy attack started last night, so
man, you've been having hell this year with your allergies. You know, I have too, but I've been
terrible.
On a steady diet of one Zyrtec a day to, you know, keep the bugs away, I guess. I don't know what you call it, but it's helping.
I need something. Yeah, I need to try something.
Bless your heart.
Man, it gets old, and you know,
it's all the big trout you're catching. You're allergic to them big trout, man. They're messing with your immune system.
Maybe so. I'm allergic to the big trout. Maybe that's what it is.
That'll work. Just put another boogeyman on.
Yeah.
Hey, did you throw a boogeyman on Halloween?
You know, I did not.
I just knew you were going to put that bait on since it's called the boogeyman, you know?
I know it. You know, there's been a little bit of floating grass where I've been, and I've been throwing anything with copper, gold, or kind of silver shimmer has been working really, really well. When that sun comes up, the water's a little bit chalky. It's a little bit stained. We've been having a little bit of wind, actually a lot of wind. Starting on Tuesday, the conditions have changed. You know, whenever I got off the phone with you last Sunday, I had a group of guys that day, and conditions were just ideal. I mean, just out of the northwest, little calm ripple, little bit of low pressure in the area. It was a little cool and brisk in the morning. And, man, they were hammering topwaters. And I wasn't throwing topwaters. My guys were. I was throwing a little John. And I also threw corky. Got the first corky thump of the season last Sunday on a double bubble. Yep, she was real long, but real skinny. She had already released her. She wasn't holding much weight, but she was pretty at a big old head. And then as the sun came up, I told my guys, I said, man, you might want to switch over to that watermelon gold glitter or that golden brim. And sure enough, one of my guys switched over to the watermelon gold glitter. And sun was, you know, it was a little bit high pressure. You know, as the morning proceeded, pressure was rising. It was getting real clear. Water was just gorgeous. I mean, just that real deep emerald green. You could still kind of see your feet at about above knee deep water.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I mean, and they wanted to keep a limit of trout that day, take home for the wives, you know, no problem at all. We'll get it done. So we were catching, you know, keeper trout in between and a solid 5 to 7 pound trout right towards the end. He caught a 7, a little bit over 7. I haven't, that picture's not out yet, but I'll probably post it out there tomorrow. On that watermelon gold glitter, just freaking hammered it. I was like, whoa. I saw that rod go down. He's like, yeah, it's a big one. And he pulled it up. I said, yeah, that's a big one. It was a good one.
Yeah.
So, and we were done by 9:30. They had their limits of trout and caught the big one. And I was like, and they were like, let's head in. Let's go. We're ready to go. I said, okay, good deal. Quick and easy and fun day. I have no problem with that. So we fished 3 days. That was the third day. I think they were ready to go home. So then Tuesday, we had that, like, it seemed like early spring type weather, you know, just howling, cranking out of the east, southeast, and at some points straight out of the east, which, you know, if you're fishing a windward shoreline with a, you know, east wind that goes straight 90 degrees to the shore, man, it can get a little tough.
Right.
So it was a grind, you know, but we still caught some decent trout, even though it was howling like 25 miles an hour. It kind of changed up the bait activity, the bait fish activity. They were way, way, way up shallow. Birds were diving like almost right at the bank. And so those 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, it was how the wind was supposed to lie down on Wednesday morning. I said,
yeah, good luck with that forecast. Yeah. Yeah, and Corpus and Baffin, it's going to lay down.
Heck,
everything in sight. Sure.
That's why I had my fingers up. I did the quotation, supposed to lay down, according to these meteorologists that, you know, get paid to lie. So I was like, man, this wind, you know, but that's part of it. That's just part of being out here. And, you know, you just have to be able to set up accordingly and fish accordingly and, you know, set up your weight accordingly, cast accordingly to the conditions, and they change constantly. You know, it's not going to be rainbows and butterflies every day. If it was, everybody would be doing it. It's not that way. You know, And of course, for me as a guide, I get discouraged when I'm not putting my clients on a bike. I get discouraged. I feel like I'm letting them down, you know. And so I have these really high expectations that, you know, yes, they know I've been on Big Fish, and they come out there with high expectations. And then when those expectations aren't met, it's like, I guess it's more of a mental thing for me.
You're in this business, the more you'll play it down to everybody. And then, you know, then when you have the real ultimate bite, then they'll think, oh, my gosh, you know.
Right. Well, luckily, you know, the guys and gals I had Tuesday and Wednesday was Julie and Chris Coulter. And anybody understands that, you know, they fish tournaments, they fish year-round, they fish in any conditions, you know. And I told Chris, I said, you know, Chris, I told him, I said, when we were heading there, I said, I feel like I let y'all down. And he was like, man, no. He said, this is just how it is. He said, we understand, you know, that conditions are, you know, they're going to happen whether we like it or not. The wind's going to blow whether we like it or not. So, yeah, you're right. But still, I have, you know, in my mind, if I, you know, within me, I'm like, I always want my guys, my girls, my clients to experience the same thrill and happiness and joy that it brings me when I hook into one of those fish. I want everybody that I take out to experience that. And so, you know, whenever I don't fulfill that, it's like, man, you know, but something I'll learn to deal with a little bit better, I think, as time goes on. But I'm always trying to put my guys on that bite when the conditions are like they are. With that straight east wind, it's tough to do that. You know, it's tough. And of course, the back, right. It's wind driven. Our water, our bait, our fish, our bite is wind driven. And so when the wind's blowing out of the east, you know, it's tough to make that boat ride from the south shoreline over to tide gauge, or go from tide gauge all the way around to the Cayo, or, you know, that's a tough, tough ride. It's always tough going back in. And I've got a, you know, I'm running a Shoalwater 23 cat, but I'm fixing to get a new Haney. I'm fixing to put in an order. And Chris told me, he said, man, you might want to consider getting a V-hole, which I think it's the Haney Bigfoot. It's got a tunnel. It's got the V-hole. It's got a tunnel. So you'll still get the shallow water performance. I said, you know, I'll power pull down in 2.5 feet of water. I'll you know, start idling about 4 feet of water. Once I get to about where it's up, you know, mid-thigh to waist deep, which for me is like, you know, barely a foot and three quarters, you know, it's very shallow. I said, but I'm not running up skinny like these redfish guys are, looking for, you know, tailing reds in a foot of water. I'm not doing that. I'm out in deeper water, you know, power pulling down.
You know, just test drive that Bigfoot, and then test drive the Magnum.
I'm going Tuesday. I'm test
that
running
Magnum
it on
does
Tuesday.
Good. You know, Blaine's got one, and, you know, Cliff has, everybody I know has a Magnum, and they get shit plenty shallow. That ride in that rough water, sure, it makes up for it, boy. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And that's the main thing for me, is that I want it to be a very comfortable ride for my clients, because, man, Baffin can whip you pretty bad when it's blowing.
I know,
it's
that stretch, man, when you're running towards the land cut. Get down there.
It's tough.
It can get gnarly, yes, man.
Oh, my goodness. I've driven my boat in 4-foot swells out there. You know, big old northerner comes in, and you gotta just hunker down and take the waves and learn to ride the waves. But a boat like a Bigfoot Haney or a Magnum will perform a lot better in waters, you know, such as, you know, like at the mouth of Baffin, or, you know, cutting across to these different, you know, what I call the fingers of Baffin, where you're cutting across and it's howling out southeast, howling out the north. I've seen several boats take on too much water at the mouth of Alazan and at the mouth of Baffin, and I'm like, man, first of all, I can't even understand why folks would put in their boat in a boat like that on a day when it's blowing 25 sustained gusts and 30. And I've seen some pretty scary experiences for people out there. I'm like, gosh, I just, you know, and it can happen in my boat. You know, whenever I was there trying to assist with this one guy, he had a small vessel. He took on too much water, and I had gone on the VHF and called the Coast Guard, and they showed up real quick, and he did not want to leave his boat, and the swells were almost coming into my boat, and he would not leave his boat. And I said, man, there's nothing worth more than your life. And luckily, I was at East Claiborne Point, and I saw him come around in about, I think it was like 30 minutes later, I got a call and said, hey, did you see that flare? And I was like, no, but I can imagine who it is or what it is. I said, I'm heading that way right now. And sure enough, it was just before that boat came around East Claiborne from Tide Gauge, there was a Simmons boat that had came around there too. And yeah, he got to them before I got to them. And I think they had a child or a dog.
Oh, man.
It looked in that boat, and they took them back to Coffer. And the operator of the vessel did not want to leave the boat. And I said, if you're not going to leave it, I'm going to leave you. I said, Texas Parks and Wildlife's coming. He had a vest on. I said, Texas Parks and Wildlife, I see them right now. They're coming. As soon as I see them coming, I'm going, because I'm not going to risk my life because you decide you're going to risk yours, not leave your boat. So, exactly. Man, it's crazy. It's just when the weather gets like this, anything can happen out there. And having the right tools.
It happens fast. We were talking about that earlier, how fast things can happen. Let me knock this break out. Rihanna, I'll be right back at you, girl.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their different size bottles with regulators, diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. More info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood, like their big 9-12-count shrimp, or their 15-18s, all different sizes, great prices, great availability, and their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there. So check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 621 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back and talk some more with Captain Rihanna and hear some more good stories, good stuff. All right, Rihanna, we're back, hon.
I'm still here.
All right.
Thinking about that day out there on the water. That was a pretty scary one.
Yeah,
I hate
no joke.
People go through that, but yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm thinking about getting a boat that's going to perform a little bit better in these baffin conditions. You know, I mean, here's the thing, Mickey. I mean, you know, baffin is where I started. You know, it's where I've built. I've built my career. I'm continue to build here, and you know, there's big trout here, and I've learned a lot here. I've learned so much just fishing and baffin, you know, and I love Port Mansfield, you know, but I'm thinking here, I've been really thinking about, you know, where do you want to be for the rest of your life? Do you want to be in Port Mansfield? Do you want to be here? Do you want to just do primary Mansfield or baffin and then fish like, you know, so many weeks out of the year or months out of the year in Mansfield? And I think what I've come to the conclusion is that there's no other place like here in Baffin. There's nothing compared that comes close to Baffin Bay. And I can confidently say that because I fished the upper Laguna, I fished the lower Laguna, you know, I've been in those areas. Yeah, I've caught good trout, you know, mainly in the lower Laguna, but I've never caught, and as well as my clients have caught, the amount of big numbers consistently than here in Baffin. A lot of my guys, they are confident here. They know what's here. Before we even step foot out of the boat, they know that the chances of hooking into a 6 to 8 pound trout are very high.
Yes.
And that's what I want. You know, I'm like, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm like, you know, I love it here too much. I love the fishing here too much. I love the area.
Well, and you know, it so well too. You know, you got your haunts and your areas
confident.
That you're real familiar with and how to read them,
right.
You know, bait wise, slicks and all that.
Right.
And it boosts your confidence also.
Absolutely, Mickey. You know, another thing too, last year, this time of year, the bite, we had a big cold front around late October, and it moved a lot of the shrimp out, you know, moved bait out a little bit deeper. You would just see big horse mullet slipping here and there. We were scrounging for a bite, clients and I both. It was tough. You know, it got real tough. But that year, last year, we were in a bit of a drought. We didn't have nearly as much rainfall as we have here in the last 2 months, late summer to here even recently, middle October, we had about 2 inches of rain. And so a lot of that rain that happens out, you know, northwest, out west of us, it all filtrates into Baffin. And so it promotes a lot of positive growth and activity. And so places where there normally isn't grass, there's grass. And that grass coming into these late fall, early months, I believe will hold bait fish and trout a lot better than it did last year, because of those areas, it was just, you know, just sand, sandy bottom. And of course, we get a lot of, you know, we're surrounded by the King Ranch and Kennedy Ranch, you know, so they're out there spraying, they're farming, that's their deal, you know, we can't stop that, it's going to happen. But when we get those big rains, that stuff filtrates into the water. And I was talking to a friend of mine that replaces and fixes my reels and parts on my reels and whatnot. He's been fishing back for a while. He was showing me on the King Ranch where they had built some kind of new filtration systems out there that would kind of help with the water not coming into Baffin. You know, at least the toxic kind of water that, you know, where they know where they spray a lot, where they, you know, do a lot of farming, where it could be harmful chemicals that can filtrate into the base system. So that was a positive thing that I had heard. You know, the King Ranch, they could care less probably about the fishery. I mean, that's just not their forte. They're worried about crops and cattle and, you know, livestock, stuff like that. But hearing something like that is always a positive thing, because man, when we get those rainfalls, it filtrates into Baffin. And those chemicals, you got to know they have some kind of effect on our grass growth and the bait and the, you know, the life, the, you know, the fish life and everything else. But with all the rain that we have been getting, it has been promoting a lot of positive activity. And I've seen this year, I'm seeing more grass in certain areas, a lot more bait fish activity. There's several, you know, big bait lines that move accordingly to the wind. If the wind's moving out of the northwest, that bait usually moves to the southeast. You know, it's all wind driven. So, right. But I think that's going to help lead us into a very successful or highly, you know, a better success rate than last year coming into late fall and early winter here in Baffin. I think it's going to be totally different. Last year, it was frustrating. You know, I went down to Mansfield and I started fishing Mansfield, and I was like, man, this just shows me, it proves to me that what I'm doing at Baffin's not wrong. It's just, you know, bait fish moved out, maybe they moved out a little bit deeper, you know, conditions haven't been really well, you know, we had low tide, the water was really, really murky. The water in Baffin now is really, it's got that deep emerald green, beautiful, yes, beautiful color, just looks healthy. The bait system looks absolutely healthy. And so that's why here lately, you know, like this last week and yesterday, I had a group of gals, Christy Romero and her group. She owns and operates the Sportsman down south. Right. And she's been wanting to fish with me. And I told her, she was booked with me in Mansfield. I said, girl, I said, to be honest with you, I said, how set are you on Mansfield? Can y'all come to Baffin? She was like, we will go anywhere you want to go. I said, well,
just come right up the road. We're coming.
So, yeah.
Come on with it.
Come here to Baffin. Come here, because, man, oh, man, the trout bite, when you get a bite, it's a good one. You may not get many bites, but, man, when you do get a good bite, it's going to be a toad. And sure enough, she caught a 6.5-pounders right at 28 yesterday.
There you go.
Just hammered her lure. It caught her off guard. It was a late bite. It was kind of it was like one of those one bite days, you know, those days, just one bite, you know, she got it. And she stayed persistent. I told her, I said, look, when that sun comes up, throw something, the most glittery, sparkly lure that you've got. She put on this lure. I don't even know what brand it was, but it was kind of gold. And it had kind of like a silver gold shimmer in it. It was beautiful. And she threw that thing for a while and did not stop. And it paid off. Persistence paid off. And
yes,
when she caught that trout, you know, and I understand too, you lose your breath. you get, you know, you adrenaline kicks in and you you forget to breathe in that moment. And I told her, I said, I guided her through the whole thing. I said, look, that fish just slicked up. She realized she's got something in her mouth not supposed to be there. I've seen trout throw up their whole stomach because they've bit something that, you know, they don't know what it is, so they're trying to get rid of it.
Right.
She slicked up, older trout. I said, look, that trout's under a lot of stress. Give her some water. We had her on the boga. She did fantastic. Christy did a great job, and with a little bit of guidance, too. So it was awesome. It's always so awesome sharing that experience, what I experience. You know, I have the pleasure and the, you know, I'm fortunate to experience that a lot, but whenever I get to share that experience with others, it just makes it that much more rewarding, you know, at the end of the day.
And no doubt.
So yeah, we've been, Vicky, the fishing here, when the bite is on, it's on, and those big trout are still here. I truly think that they're going to stay here. Everything's here that they need. You know, we've got finger mullet, we've got grass, structure. Yeah. You know, the water's beautiful, and I don't see a reason for them to leave, honestly.
No,
I really
reason
don't.
To. No, they're there to stay. They're going to winter.
They're there to stay.
Y'all are going to catch some big trout this winter down there, I promise you. That's going to happen.
I hope so. Yes, sir.
All right, Brianna. Well, I'm out of time again, and I appreciate you sharing all the good information with us this morning, especially with your allergies flared up like they are. But take you a break, get you some rest, and heal up, and get ready for the next run. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up with you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, Rihanna.
Well, my number is 361-296-5400. I am on some pretty big trout here in Baffin, so if you want to get on a big girl, give me a call. Let's set up a trip.
Big girl beat down. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, you have a good one. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You have a great Sunday.
Too.
All right.
You too, mate.
See you, man.
Take care.
All right.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Rihanna De La Cruz. She's something else. I really like her. Well, speaking of liking things, I really like the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and the best processing facility I know of in these parts. I wouldn't use anybody else. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. Try it before you buy it. And they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. They've got it all. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their sausages. And original country hot dogs, you can buy two packs of those and get the third pack free. And if you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing facility, can't say enough good things about it. Check out their new sausage recipe. That's available just in time for deer season. You got to try it. It's really good. Get your deer tamales made, your venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. And they're now taking orders for country smoked turkeys just in time for Thanksgiving. 11 to 13-pound average weight birds and limited supply, so get them while you can. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:38 here in the Bayou City, and now we're going to go live from the blind with Captain Bink Grimes down at Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. Bink, good morning. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Are
we got a few
away?
Left. We're trying to slow down, so we got have y'all something to shoot on the water. Hold on.
Go ahead. Trying to bring them in here.
About Lake Teal. We got about six or seven we can shoot left.
Okay.
Hammering them pretty good. Coming back, boys. All right. Yeah, it's kind of got a little wind shift, got a little south. It's supposed to be southeast, but it's south here. Y'all heard that. I can see that one coming in.
Would you have a singleton pop in on you out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah.
Did he get him? No.
We're spinning like a top on it. We need a 5-gallon bucket to spin around on like a dove hunt because they're coming from every direction.
Wow. I just heard the dog.
Yeah, you heard that.
That sounds good on radio.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she earned her keep. It took us about 20 minutes yesterday. 21 minutes is what they told me yesterday.
We didn't shoot the first
6 or 7 minutes because it was so dark.
Right.
So we're trying to slow down and we're going to hunt till about 7. We got to get all these boys to church. They wouldn't go hunt with me, but it was so good yesterday. And I said, man, we get out here at 7, we get to church. I said, I can do that because I can get to church too.
That'll work.
That's good when you got ducks like that. Hunting and
be right.
It's a little high. Yeah. And the decoys. We're working one and another one flips in behind us. A lot of widgeon. I'm happy to.
Yeah, I saw where the numbers
see a lot of widgeon. Yeah. There was a lot of roosts in this marsh last night. You come in here and try to come in without lights, and man, you can just hear them whistling and whistling and whistling.
Awesome.
Into it. Oh, yeah, a lot of teal. I'm gonna give us teal right here. Do that one there too. Yeah, we got them both.
There you go. Got a double.
He was too close. I don't like to shoot a whole lot, but when they're about knocking the nose off my dog here.
Right.
No, there's a, you know, it's just, good Lord, it's so hot. You know, a killing wind is an east southeast wind, and that's what we got, and that's what we had yesterday, man.
Yeah,
it don't matter. They're here.
Yesterday,
you know?
Morning, man, that we kind of had northeast up this way, along the coast, you know, more east. And I said, that's duck color killing wind right there, buddy.
Oh, that's
for me anyway.
That's a killing wind, man.
Yes, sir.
Killing wind.
Did you get a pretty good mix of birds as far as big ducks?
Yesterday we shot pintails, widgeons, gadwalls, shovelers, and then blues and greenwings. And that's what we've done so far. We haven't got a pintail yet this morning, but we had 30 of them work us real early, and we couldn't get them to commit. But, we've got all the same now. I think we need 4 or 5. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Doesn't sound like it.
But yeah, fishing was pretty good yesterday too.
Was it?
Even though with all that, man, we got rained on. Everybody kind of sat in a boat. We hunted and then we went back and had a big group. And I waited on while they were cleaning fish, and we got probably an inch and a half rain as we were coming out yesterday after we hunted. And they had to sit in their boats and endure that. Charlie was not happy.
No, I can just see Charlie's face.
They were all wet, but man, they caught them. Golly, they caught them.
That's
did
good.
Really, really well. Yeah, they caught them really
Tommy
good.
Tommy Boy
was all wet, looked like all drenched. I said, but it's a good thing you got a good friend right here, right behind us. Kill him, kill him. Oh. They're too close. Yeah. They're too daggum close. You have to wait. You don't have a cylinder. You don't have a choke tube.
Yeah. Yeah, they get in there's close, and then when they hit that wind and bank, then it's hard to get them on the way out.
I mean, way too close. I mean, that was a 7-yard shot.
7 yards. Get the dip net out, Bink.
The old crab net out here, huh?
Yeah, let's crab net them. Man.
Single behind us, boys. Yeah, so they got after them pretty good. I bought them all good rain gear, like Grundon rain gear last year for Christmas party at the house every year, and give them something, a bunch of stuff. And they all had them on yesterday. That's that stuff that those crabbers wear in Alaska, you know?
Yeah, Grundon.
Or when it rains, it's good, pretty good stuff.
That's the bibs and stuff Plog wears. I see him with them on the boat all the time in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's not sexy looking. It's just good stuff, you know.
It's just good gear. It works.
It works, you know. It's just good stuff.
Hey, when you're out fishing and hunting in adverse conditions, nobody cares what your gear looks like. It's not a fashion show when you're fishing.
It's not a fashion show. It's not a fashion show. But a blue wing, green wing's gonna come back. Now y'all shoot him. Now y'all shoot him. Not quite. Yeah. We didn't quite get that one.
Didn't quite get it.
He was out there. But yeah, it was pretty good out there. We got probably 1.5-2 inches of rain, which, man, we needed it bad.
Yeah, a lot of places got rain yesterday, and I got it at my house. I was glad to see that.
Cormorant, that's it.
Yeah, the wildlife management area. Four behind us, guys. We're gonna shoot these. I'm happy to see as many tiger out here. These are widgeons.
There you go. Get them ball pates.
Y'all get ready. Let them come. Let them come. Cut them now. Oh, two big old drakes. They just laid them smooth out.
Big old drake ball pates, baby. I love shooting.
They turned around and swung about 75 yards out, and, you know, they make you look so good because they love that little whistle, you know, and it doesn't take nothing,
man,
to blow it, you know.
They're suckers, love it. For it.
They are suckers. Suckers. Four. Those look like redheads.
There you go.
Let's kill the redhead.
Listen to that redhead call, Drake.
We don't shoot many redhead divers in this marsh. We just don't. But early in the year, when they're coming through, you know, and there's a few, there's some decent hunts on the bay yesterday. But you know, all the divers are not here yet. But when they're coming through, like a 2-week period when they're really migrating, we'll get them in this marsh. And that's kill it too. We'll kill them, you know, in this marsh, because this is a puddle duck marsh more than anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which
puddlers,
if you want to shoot redheads, if you want to shoot redheads, we take you to the south shoreline and
got
show you that
ducks,
game. And that's
puddle
it.
Ducks,
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And dabbling ducks.
it's a cool little hunt too. It's a little bit more effort to get out there. We got those cat boats that'll get you there, and it's about a 25-mile run, but it's pretty cool. It's just a different deal, you know. You decoy 30 to 200 redheads at a time. You gotta know how to shoot, because you don't want to go over the. You want to stay within the legal limits of the law.
That's exactly right. Got to know your ducks.
Yeah. Get ready, boys. Set up pretty for you. Get him. He was swimming too fast. He hit the water. He missed him the first time. He was swimming too fast. It's no holds barred. We're trying to get out here by 7, so we're cutting everything.
Cut them all, and, man. Get them while they're hot.
We can get to the sermon this afternoon. I mean, this morning. No, man, we're supposed to have, I guess, a little bit more but more wind. I was hoping we'd have 15-knot wind this morning. I know the fishermen didn't, but Oh, I sure wanted to hunt, but man, it's not but about 6 or 7 right now. It's picking up now, but it's supposed to blow, what, 25 tonight?
25 to 30, you know, with we're gonna kill three more. It's a forecast for today and tonight and tomorrow morning. Same thing. But I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing 14, you know, at the North Jetty, and then down your way, it kind of gets calm right in there around the East Bay, and the high ground's like 3 and 4, 5. Mm-hmm. You know, along the coast, it's 8, 6. There's actually more.
We've been blessed to
our east this morning. You know, like over.
We've been blessed with some great weather, man. The last 2 months. It's kind of like.
Yeah,
we've been blessed with really good weather. It kind of takes that part of that anxiety out when you don't, you know, the whole base. You kind of feel good about it. The whole base, you can use it, you know, when you have the wind. And that's kind of the way it's been.
Well, we're going to shoot good more. Y'all's fish have come back over there.
Man, it just makes me feel so good.
He's been coming over there and fishing a little bit. You know, it depends on the people he has, you know, whether he comes over there or not. And he said there's just, it's as different, you know, as night and day from Galveston Bay going over to there.
Yeah, man, it's just been.
Y'all just have more age classes of fish right now than we do.
That's right. That's exactly right, man. They're just all, man, so many just healthy 2 to 4 pound trout, you know.
Yeah.
Get ready, boys. Cut those right there. I didn't see them. That's all right. Oh, I thought they cut feathers. They didn't see them.
Got one leaking oil.
Yeah, we got one leaking oil.
Got a leaker.
Oh, yep, he's going. Oh, he's leaking. We're going to get him on the way out. We're going to count him because we'll get him on the way out.
How did he fall?
Yeah, he fell 150 yards out there. I'll get downwind and she'll get him. This is her 5th season. She's pretty damn good. Pretty good.
I like having a jam up dog, man, with good nuts.
There's not. You can't hunt this marsh like without one, man. She's a great dog.
That duck blood smell is in their blood, buddy. I can.
Yeah, I've had some. You know, I've had 5 or 6 over my lifetime, and. This is maybe the best one. She just, you can't teach the nose that some of them have, you know. She's just got it. She trusts her nose now, and it's just
right.
It's pretty daggum good. If I can get her downwind of something she didn't see it fall, if I get her downwind, it's over usually.
Oh yeah.
Remember that old big dog I used to have when I was in college that wanted to eat anybody up around the truck?
Right.
You come around the truck, you just. Jackie Ray used to say, boy, one dog better not bite one of my customers.
He's protecting.
He was a good one,
truck,
too, but boy.
Man, that's his domain.
He got next to that truck, and he would fire off on you. He weighed about 92, 93 pounds had no fat on him, just a big old athlete.
Big old melon-headed dog, man. Big old head on him and solid muscle.
He was.
Arms.
He'd growl at anybody but me,
man,
or my mom. Yeah, he'd growl at my dad, too, but he loved my mom, and he's just one of those. You just don't get many labs that are like that, but he was one of them.
Remember old
but
Brian
he was something
Duval
that Mark
used to hunt with us a lot. He had a Chesapeake, that big old male. And when it was in the kennel in the back of that truck, he'd go, y'all go over and say good morning to old Sarge, that dog. I think it was Tracy Andrus's dog. That dog was like a cage tiger. I didn't even get anywhere near that truck with that dog in it.
Yeah, I've got a real dear friend and a customer that has Chesapeakes that he hunts with, and man, you want to talk about? He lives in the middle of Houston. We're gonna shoot this right here. Let him come. I'm gonna come back around. And we're gonna kill him. Get ready. We're gonna kill him. They're gonna come do it for us right here into the sun. I'm gonna duck, and y'all gonna kill him. Now cut him. We let them swim. They got too close and landed.
Oh, right, boy.
Next group.
Live decoys.
Those are blue wings. So There's a lot of green wings right now. We don't get a whole lot of green wings in this marsh a little later, but it's real surprising to
must be the first wave of them, huh?
To see the green wings that we've got, especially as hot as it is. Usually load up. I'll drop the water in this marsh in January and about January 1st and about ankle deep, and man, those green wings get in here and you cannot, you almost can't do anything wrong, you know?
Right.
Single right here.
No taker.
Yep. We're happy with the way East Bay's shaking out, man. We appreciate everybody doing their part, and because that's what it's taken, man. It's taken that to come back, and this.
Fishery.
You got to put back
waterfowl. Yeah. Everything. You got to nurture it.
There's just so much pressure on things, you know. And,
yes, there is.
You know, same. You know, I have a lot of, you know, a lot of big groups in my lodge, and they want to do a little tournament. So I said, okay, we'll do a tournament, but it's a three, you know, it's a three fish tournament. We'll do a two trout, or we're not going to kill all these fish sit over here and take a picture. We're just not going to do that. Those days are over, man. It's not a good business decision. It's not a good, conservation decision. Is just not
at all.
We
need a couple of birds.
Need one, actually.
One? Okay, well,
need one.
I'll let you get that one. I know y'all are going to try to be through by 7. I got to be out of here by 7, so I got to run. Dink. If somebody wants to call about coming down and doing a fishing hunt and all that good stuff, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah. MatagorderSunriseLodge.com, 979-241. 1705. Give us a holler. It looks pretty good. I'll only get better.
All right, buddy. Hey, enjoyed it, Bink. Thanks for the hunt.
Me too.
I didn't even have
y'all
to get wet.
Good Sunday, all right.
Later, see you later, man. All right. That's Captain Bink Grimes. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but everybody enjoy their Sunday. We'll be back Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.